Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Wright. I had a cholesterol check as part of a series of tests with Dr. Sherman, and my total cholesterol came back 297. The HDL, however, was only 35. I know that the best and standard advice is to increase physical activity. I do manage to get up and out for twice a day for half hour, 40-minute walks, but we have an older Shih Tzu who has to sniff both sides of every blade of grass and leaf, and so the amount of actual activity that goes on is not that great, but it chews up a good part of the day. So I was wondering about things, supplements or foods that could raise HDL cholesterol. The only thing that I've run into in readings is amla or Indian gooseberry. I think somebody mentioned either lowered LDL or raised HDL. I forget. But I was wondering what other foods and supplements might help boosting the HDL cholesterol, because mine is below the low.
Right. Well, my favorite, sir, happens to be an essential mineral called chromium. Now, that was proven to raise HDL years ago, but, of course, can't patent it, so nobody advertises it and nobody advertises the stuff. And where I was going with the other thing is you're not allowed to put on the label that it will raise HDL cholesterol, because then you would be making a claim. And since you haven't gone through the $2.6 billion process to get it approved, and you're never going to because it's a mineral, why, you can't tell anybody what to do with it if you're actually selling it. But it actually raises HDL cholesterol, sir. Now, chromium is in all the natural food stores, at home, a dispensary, where else, your compounding pharmacy. And it is incredibly safe. The doc who is the best expert in the whole United States on chromium, Dr. Richard Anderson, tells us to get toxic, we have to take, hold on to your chair, 70,000 micrograms a day, which of course is 7 milligrams a day or more. And funny thing, but it's in all the stores in 1,000 micrograms, so you'd have to take 70 of them a day to hurt yourself. So when a person's got a low HDL, I'll usually recommend staying way away from 70,000 micrograms and going with perhaps 3,000 or 4,000 micrograms, which again is 3 or 4 milligrams a day. And funny thing, but nearly every time that's been tried, the HDL comes up. It does not do it within a week. It usually takes several weeks. It starts to come up. And I've seen some pretty doggone good levels of HDL cholesterol when people persist with this stuff. And remember, Richard Anderson says it's safe to persist forever, because the only foods that happen to be high in chromium are mushrooms and brewer's yeast. And they just can't find that many people who are fans of mushroom and brewer's yeast. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. Let's see. Is there any type of chromium? I know Life Extension has a chromium 3 plus. Is there any type that is better than other types as far as doing something like that?
Well, tell you the truth, there is, but that one's hard to find. In nature, chromium combines with niacin and does part of its work that way, as something called chromium niacinate. Now, that isn't on the market. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why, but we do have it at Tomic Dispensary, and we make sure that since it isn't on the market, that a doctor, it doesn't have to be a Tahoma doctor, it can be a doctor anywhere, can write a prescription, as long as that doctor has a license to do so, that is, can write a prescription for chromium niacinate, and it's a 1-ounce bottle, but to make 3,000 micrograms takes only 3 drops, and so it takes a long time to go through that bottle, and the bottle isn't expensive considering how long it lasts. So that's your alternative for the very best sort. Now, will the other forms work? Yes, they will, not just quite as well. And the best one of those is called chromium picolinate, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E.
All righty. And then I also had a request, and that is that if it would be very helpful to me in writing my congresspeople and through the ANH-USA website, if you could devote an edition of Green Medicine Newsletter to pulling out those things, those FDA blocking actions for their good buds in big pharma. Main one, of course, is something like Royal Rife, the microbiologist in Southern California. I was able to secure death by regulation by Mary Ruart. Finally,
good for
it,
you.
It took a heck of a hassle. Took like a couple months to get it. The first book they sent never arrived, and then. I had to go through an amazing amount of stuff in order to get it, but it did finally come in. Suppressed Medical Science by Jack Phillips. I guess it's available, but when I looked on the website, the usedbooksearch.co.uk, I think it's going for about $700 to $900 as a used book.
Yeah, no, awfully popular, suddenly.
It's not available to me anyway.
You got that right, yes, me either.
Yeah, so it would be very helpful to me and perhaps to other people writing their Congress people if you could devote an edition of Green Medicine to pinpointing in great detail some of the instances where the FDA, well, like your own, you know, has come into your office, guns drawn, taken out all your computers, et cetera, et cetera. I know you're not the only one they did that to. I think Dr. Ruth Drown, who bought or who inherited Royal Rife's equipment, similar thing happened with her with sledgehammers. And so something like that would be very helpful when we write a congressperson to say, you know, here are some instances that pretty well prove that the FDA is watching out for their buddies in big pharma. It would give a little more punch to a letter than just writing in and saying, hey, we all know the FDA is doing this. If you can give specific instances, that tends to get people's attention, particularly if you can back it with any kind of, you know, proof, you know, some examples and things like that. So that was just a request that I had that it would be very, very nice for both of us to have in our libraries and to send on to Congress people saying, look it up. You know, if yeah. You don't believe me, look it up.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you. I'll see if I can fit that in. The one thing, though, that already must have been anticipating your request is if you go to that www.anh-usa.org, right on the first screen is taken from Green Medicine Newsletter, and it's all the details about that anti-carcinogenic testosterone that was available through compounding pharmacies in, I'm not kidding you, sir, over a decade ago. And then they all notified me that a certain agency, and you can guess which one that is, had blocked its importation and it blocked its use, too, while we're at it. And so we haven't been able to get that anti-carcinogenic testosterone, which is research-proven five ways from Sunday to be anti-carcinogenic, and in experimental animals, it shrinks the prostate cancers, for gosh sakes, and yet we're banned from getting it by those public servants back in Washington, D.C. Well, anyway, that article goes on and on, gives you all the details in the footnotes, and then you can click on Take Action, and up comes a letter to your congresspeople that mentions the fact that we cannot get this testosterone anymore, and we were able to get it before. And so we think if they're promoting public safety, which they say they are, that they should be encouraged to get, I won't use those words, to get out of the way of compounding pharmacies using the safe, natural, anti-carcinogenic testosterone. Anyway, that's at the website right now, sir. So you can either use that or you can make up your own letter and get after them, because, you know, there's still more men in Congress than women. And if they, and I'm sorry, that may be sexist and all that kind of stuff, just ask the Seattle City Council. But that being the facts the way they are, they're going to pay attention to the fact that there exists an anti-carcinogenic testosterone that has been research proven to be safe and effective, and yet we can't get it.
I did use that. I did write that.
Thank you.
All of my Congress people. And I also pointed out that because of that blocking action, they're basically holding a gun to my head, because my father and both of my older brothers had extremely aggressive forms of prostate cancer.
Ow.
And I've been able to dodge that so far because I use Life Extension's prostate formula.
There you go.
But I did go ahead and, you know, write about that, telling them that for me, it's personal. But it would be very, very helpful to have a full spectrum of examples. That way I wouldn't be writing them, you know, the same thing with each letter, because I write multiple letters. If I could pull Royal Rife out in one, Ruth Brown out in another, pull out, you know, other examples, then it would create quite a bit more punch in my letters to the Congress people. So I did want to put that request in for, you know, multiple examples.
Well, thank you. I'm going to look up what the copyright is on Jack Phillips' book. If the silly thing is now up to $700 or $800, it may be out of copyright too. And if that's the case, and I don't know this, sir, but the quickest way to implement your suggestion would be simply to reprint something that's now out of copyright. Reprint a little bit in every newsletter. So I'll look into that.
All right, great. Well, I'd appreciate it very much.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I realize for everybody else that this has been a little bit political, and it may not sound like health, but doggone it, if we allow our public servants to get away with what they're trying to get away with, our health is going to be substantially worse, not better. So it does have to do with health in that way.